Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Gary Sullivan from All Star Marketing. Great show so far, Gary. Thank you so much for your information. It's really, really helpful to myself and to the inventors that are listening out there. We really appreciate you being on our show.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Hopefully we find a product out of it, Brian.
Good stuff. Well, I just want to make a quick announcement. If you haven't already done so, you need to go to InventorsDigest.com and sign up for Inventors Digest magazine. If you mention Got Invention Radio, you get a 30% discount off the cover price. So go ahead and take a look at InventorsDigest.com today. All right, back to the show. We have a question from Brian Norris. It says, Gary, if an inventor's product fails while test marketing, what would All Star do with any inventory or CAD drawings or product molds? Will All Star keep it all, sell it, or would they be fine to give it to the inventor?
It's different every time. It really depends. Typically what we'll do is, we'll certainly ship the orders that we take. Typically we only buy the amount of product of the orders on a failed program. Say we take 100 orders. We will buy 100 from the inventor if they have the goods. We really don't, you know, it's not important as to what cost we buy it at that point. It's really about just filling the orders. If it's prototyped and, tooled up overseas, we'll just order a small amount. We don't typically have a lot of leftover because we don't order a lot on a test market because it is a test market.
What about the tooling?
Tooling is, something that can be negotiated. We can certainly all at the beginning of a deal. But typically, I know we, as a company, All Star does not like to give away our tooling just for various reasons. Certainly it is something that, many inventors ask. Typically, we don't give it away, but I know other companies in the business certainly,
Okay, you guys paid for it. You're not allowed to use it again, obviously, if it's the inventor's intellectual property, but that's something that you're saying basically could be worked out at the table.
That's correct.
Great question there. Thank you, Brian. All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about as far as the NDA. I think that's really important. Now, you said get an NDA. So a lot of inventors go, okay, non-disclosure agreement, where do I get one of those? So do you have one that you give to us as the inventor, or do you tell us to get one? If we need one. I mean, realistically, if we have patent protection on it, I mean, I'm kind of, when I have patent protection or patent on my products, and I'll bring it to somebody like you, I don't really need an NDA anymore, but what do you think?
It's never going to hurt you to get a patented product under NDA. You know, it just can't hurt you. I always suggest them just because then you don't have any worries. But technically speaking, if you have a patented product, you are completely protected, so you're completely right.
Right, it's already public. It's already in the public.
Absolutely. So, but there's other information that comes about in a conversation that might not be public information. So, I always like to suggest that you have one. They're available online all over the place. Most companies will only sign their own. You know, again, don't try to over negotiate an NDA because if we can't get a deal on an NDA, how are we going to do a deal on a product? And so we spend a lot less time reviewing things from inventors who are, negotiating the NDA.
Right. It makes sense. And I find another one I like to look up. If you put in the search engine, you put in score.org, non-disclosure agreement, a good one comes up that's free. That's pretty easy for the inventors to print and to give to somebody like you. So that's great. Can you tell us about inventors doing their research before going to a company like you?
Sure, and this is general tips, I would call this. Make sure you look at the company's website, know their products, know what they're all about, do the research on some of the names you get. But one of the tips, and it drives me crazy when an inventor comes in and says, oh, I've been watching you guys for a long time. I think you guys do a great job on that Snuggly. You don't even get the name.
The Snuggly instead
right.
of the Snuggy. Oh, do you think that they're nervous and just stuttering?
No, they say it six or seven times. So typically I need to
I like that. Make the sure. Snuggly. We got to come up with something for the Snuggly.
Exactly. I got a product that's better than the Snuggly. First of all, it's not the Snuggly, it's the Snuggy. And second of all, it's going to be pretty hard, but I hope so. You know, that type of thing.
So we need to do our research, obviously, and make sure we know what products you've already had out in the market. What other tips do you have for us with doing our research?
Listen and adapt your pitch. When you're coming in and you start a conversation, like we talked about earlier with the guy who pitched me, and, you know, he found out I had six cats, you know, and the other person who was in the assistant that was in the room with me at the time, you know, didn't have any cats. Obviously, he's, you know, has a cat product. He's going to be talking to me. Listen and adapt who you're talking to and try to, you know, tailor your pitch to that person a little bit. Then you have someone who's obviously going to be behind you a little bit and helping you out. You know, come prepared and with a backup plan. How many times do you go to a meeting and you say, oh, my computer didn't work, it's not charged up anymore, I don't have it, you know, the DVD's not working. Come with printouts. You know, show me something. Come with a backup plan. Don't just show up and say, oh, it didn't work, I'm going to try to explain it to you. You know, your credibility goes down very quickly.
Right.
Don't ask for an hour. You know, don't say, I just need an hour. Ask for 10 minutes. If you get 10 minutes and, you know, you give your pitch and, you know, the conversation goes past that, you'll get the hour if it's worth it.
Right.
But, you know, you're going to get 10, 15 minutes, and that's a lot for companies that are looking at a lot of products. So, and I always suggest if you can, ask if you can get there reasonably, look for a live meeting. Don't, you know, if it's reasonable and you can get that, try to get a live meeting because you always have more excitement in person than, you know. In lieu of a live meeting, obviously what you do, and with today's technology, it's very easy, make a short video of yourself with the product because you're not always going to get a live meeting. When you can, great. But if not, the next best thing is you doing the live pitch. On, you know, it's not perfect, but it's the next best thing. And a video can tell, you know, you can do your magic demo. You can do all those things, particularly in our business. That's more important because it's a demonstrative medium that we go via on TV. So always make a video. It doesn't have to be fancy. No one's going to use this video. Don't spend a tremendous amount of your time, money on it, but do a video. Everyone has a little video camera on their cell phone. Everyone has a little handheld camcorder, whatever it is.
Right, whatever it
is. Spend the time, 30 seconds, a minute. Show me what's magic.
I mean, Gary, some of these people that the inventors that come to you, how do you suggest? We have about a minute and change left, but how do you feel like they should pitch you? I mean, overly enthusiastic. I mean, what are the best pitches that you've seen? I mean, so inventors get so passionate about their ideas.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to be realistic, not ridiculous. You know, and don't ever say, you know, if we only get 1% of this market, blah blah blah. It just doesn't make any sense. Come in and just be enthusiastic. Know you love the product, but don't argue with the person when they bring up good points. Certainly you can, you know, counterpoint, but when an inventor comes in and is arguing with me that he knows the business better than I do, obviously that's usually a turnoff. You can certainly bring up points as to why you think it'll work, why you think it's worth it, that type of stuff. Live debate is always good. Arguing's not. So there's a difference. And some of the greatest pitches have been just people with passion. You know, about their item, how much they know, what problem it solved, what inspired them. You know, many items, it's about what inspired you to invent something. You know, it had to be something. Everyone always talks about that aha moment. Tell me about the aha moment. You know, I want to know. It helps me pitch it because you got to remember, most times you're not getting a yes right on the, you can get a no, but you can't get a yes. So I have to then go pitch this to a team of people. So I need that passion. You need to transfer that passion to someone else.
That's amazing. Gary, great, great information just all the way through the show. Thank you so much. We're just about coming to the end of the show. If you'd like to submit your product, you could go to allstarmg.com, and on the front of their website, they have a submission button where you can submit your idea. And you have Gary and his team that go through and take a look at your product. Gary, thank you so much again. Gary from All Star Marketing, we really appreciate having you on our show. Great, great information. You're listening to Brian Fried on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Have a great night. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Do you think you're kicking goals when it comes to social media marketing because you're on Facebook?
Really?
Don't be a wally. What about the other 300-plus sites? Press releases, blogs, articles, news stories, videos, etc.?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No idea, huh? That's why you need to sign up with worldclassid.com and market yourself with the big boys for a little man's price. With worldclassid.com, it couldn't be easier. You write your content once, and they publish it globally to hundreds of social networking sites, an average of 4 times a month. Best of all, it's inexpensive, because worldclassid.com's proprietary methods make it simple for you. Your content is automatically distributed and indexed by search engines, improving your search engine ranking and generating new leads. I really don't want you to be a wally. I want you to be a rager. Social media marketing is the future of marketing, and worldclassid.com is already there. Join them. Just go to worldclassid.com.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?